balloon is no more. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The U.S. military shooting down the Chinese spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina Saturday. It had been floating across the U.S. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has the details.
U.S. Air Force fighter jet that launched from Virginia shot down that Chinese spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina at 2:39 p.m. Eastern Time. That Chinese spy balloon was shot down by U.S. Air Force F-22 Raptor launched from Langley Air Force Base outside Virginia Beach. The balloon was shot down by the F-22 after it fired a single short-range Sidewinder heat-seeking missile. It appeared to be a direct impact on the balloon's spying apparatus. Senior defense officials say the debris field is now scattered across 7 miles in about 45 feet of water, 6 miles off the coast of South Carolina, inside U.S. territorial waters, of course. It's notable it was not shot down in international airspace.
President Biden saying he wanted the balloon to be shot down on Wednesday, but was told by the military it had to wait until it was safe. China threatening what it calls further actions. Meanwhile, the balloon situation shutting down flights in and out of South Carolina. Fox's Charles Watson has more.
The FAA initiated a ground stop at three airports along the coast, the Carolina coast in Wilmington, in the Myrtle Beach area, and one area just a little further south of us. Those ground stop has been lifted, caused quite a bit of headache for folks who were trying to get into this area.
The Pentagon has acknowledged reports of a second balloon flying over Latin America. The death toll now stands at 22 from the dozens of wildfires raging in Chile. At least 554 people have been injured. The government extending an emergency declaration to another region, Chile experiencing a scorching heat wave. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Police in Pennsylvania say the deaths of a married couple and their adult daughter appear to be the result of a suicide pact. Fox's Roger Stern has more.
Last month in the township of West Manchester, James and Deborah Daub and their 26-year-old daughter Morgan were found dead in their backyard. Police detectives say the mother had written a letter describing a joint decision by she and Morgan to end their lives. The letter also speaks of the evil that has mounted against Morgan and the family, but there are no details. The letter was signed 6 days before they all died. There were other letters as well. Police say the mother shot the father and was then killed by the daughter, who proceeded to take her own life.
There has been an arrest in connection with a shooting at a California synagogue. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Police in San Francisco arresting Dimitri Mission Friday evening in the city's Richmond District. Mission charged with disturbing a religious assembly and brandishing an imitation firearm, among other charges. The 51-year-old is suspected of walking into the Schneerson Center Wednesday evening, taking out a gun and firing blank rounds before leaving. Roughly 25 people, a majority senior citizens, were in the room at the time. Thankfully, no one was injured. Authorities believe Mission had brandished a handgun at Balboa Theater 1 day earlier, about 10 blocks from the synagogue.
Germany has reportedly collected war crimes evidence in Ukraine.
The country's prosecutor general telling a newspaper he sees a need for a judicial process at the international level. Peter Frank cites examples of mass killings in Bucha and attacks on Ukrainian civilian infrastructure. Frank says Germany started collecting evidence in March of 2022, including interviewing Ukrainian refugees. He says Russian state leaders and those implementing decisions at the highest military level should be held accountable. Russia denies deliberately targeting civilians.
That's Fox's Krista Mayo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.